Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington on a gray but not rainy day in Seattle, Washington. So welcome to the new year. It's January 8th. It's our first live show of the year. And today we're going to be talking about how sensitives and empaths can thrive, because it's true. You can. So if you're a sensitive or an empath, we're going to explore what that really means, what you can do about it to live a healthy, balanced, powerful life, and how to make empathy your strength and not a defect. It's not a subject that just can be covered completely in one show, so we're going to jump in, cover what we can, continue this in webinar series and upcoming shows. But I would like to welcome everyone here and tell you that you are always welcome to call in for a quick intuitive or healing reading and to share your opinions on the subject of the day or whatever else strikes you. That would be 202-570-7057. But if you're shy, you're welcome to go to my website, Robin Fritz, that's R-O-B. Y-N, F as in Frank, R-I-T-Z.com, and email me a question, a comment, and I'll cover it in upcoming shows. You're also welcome to tag me on Facebook at my business page, The Practical Intuitive. So my show and my work is about helping all of us take intuition and healing as a normal thing in our lives, that we are all intuitives and healers, and these are skills that somehow have been neglected over the last couple centuries, and it's time to bring them back into the mainstream. It's time to look at what these skills are and how we can work with them in the world, and that's why I want to talk about the subject of sensitives and empaths today. But first, let's get us all grounded and balanced together with a guided meditation with the crystal Fallon. He's a citrine Lemurian quartz, very rare kind of quartz and very rare crystal, an ancient power healer, a healer and truth bringer, ancient power crystal. I know that sounds weird. Lots of things are weird. I just get used to them, but he's here. And you will experience him however your intuition works, whether you, and of course we're all a combination, but whether you're most strong in seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing, just relax into that sensation and know that that energy is connected with you today during this hour. So as you take your attention to the top of your head, we're connecting mind, body, and spirit more tightly together here. And as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just allow the cares of the day, any blocks that you have, to just wash away, and ask yourself to concentrate on the subject of how sensitives and empaths can thrive. So as you breathe down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet, the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just feel the cares washing away, and ready to spend some time with us today as a community and as fellow intuitives and healers. And now if you take your attention to your feet, notice that this crystal, which is currently in the shape of a crystal ball, Fallon, is a goldish light rotating at your feet. And as it moves up on the outside of your body, just imagine or let that healing energy flow in. And imagine it going straight to your heart, and with each beat of your heart, flooding your heart with a healing warmth of that energy. So moving up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and your top of your head. And generally people will feel kind of dizzy and lightheaded because their crown chakra is wide open. We'll fix that at the end of the show. So just relax in this energy. It's a very rare energy. Fallon has bounced around the world for a long time before we met up again. And I'm happy that we can share this time with you. So today, as we look at the subject, you know, and I'm looking back over the last 6 months of doing this radio show, one thing comes up over and over again. And because it's the beginning of the year, I wanted to go back into this subject. And also because I will be doing a multi-part webinar series on this. But I've also taught intuition and energy boundaries to corporations, to individuals, even for certification for healthcare professionals. So I know what I'm talking about when I say that when I look out there, I see a lot of people who are empaths and who don't know how to manage that ability because we haven't been taught, and look at it as a defect rather than an asset. So that's why I wanted to talk about how sensitives and empaths can thrive in the world. And really, to get us all on the same page together, let's talk about what being a sensitive is. Well, let's talk about what being an empath is, because sensitives and empaths are actually two different things. So if you're out there experimenting with your intuition, which I hope you are, and learning to use it as calmly and naturally as you use any of your other senses, as in seeing things or touching things or hearing or tasting, you're looking at empathy as an intuitive ability. So there are four main intuitive abilities: clairvoyance or clairseeing. So you'll see pictures, or you'll see colors, or you'll see auras around people, or you'll see things that are invisible, as in the dead, or other beings that are present with us in the world but don't physically appear to most of us most of the time. Some people will have a heightened sense of vision, of seeing things. And a lot of these people are artists and creatives in that sense, and are really tapping their vision and what intuition adds to that in their daily lives. Clairaudience is hearing. So you would be hearing things, having conversations with you. I hear things all the time. I don't see things as well as other people do, although I do frequently see things. I have a good friend who's really, really sharp on seeing things. But hearing is one you have to get used to if you're like me and you're walking around outside and the trees are talking to you, or the clouds, or the weather, or the ocean, or the hillsides, and you either get used to that or you go nuts. And I got used to it because it was fun and it was fascinating, and the world is just really much more complex and fascinating than we know, and the ability to talk with things is pretty awesome. And so you say, how do you talk with things that aren't alive? Well, because everything is alive, number one, but not everything has vocal cords. So I kind of describe it as universal translator that they show on sci-fi shows like Star Trek. It's like I can talk to a dog and know what the dog is saying, and the dog is speaking English to me. But if I were an animal communicator whose principal language was Italian, they'd be hearing the dog talking to them in Italian. I can't explain all of these things. I just tell you what I know for how they work. Clairknowing is knowing things that you probably shouldn't know because they're not following in a logical linear fashion that we're taught to think in these days. Instead, we just know something And you need to learn to distinguish that between making up a story or being sidetracked by some other skill, because clairknowing is the thing that kept our ancestors alive, which means that we are all descended from successful intuitives, right? Because they had basically eyes in the back of their head and knew when large predators were sneaking up on them, including other humans. Clairfeeling is the thing we're talking about today with empathy. Clairfeeling or clairsentience is feelings. It's feeling the emotions or feelings of other beings around you. And it's not just humans. It's the sidewalk. It's your animals. It's your home. It's your business. It's the clients walking in the door. It's what the rain thinks about raining that day. And if you don't believe that everything out there is alive, has a soul, has consciousness, rights, responsibilities, choice, free choice, and opinions, then you're going to have a harder time getting control of all of your intuitive abilities, but particularly the idea of clair feeling, because the reality is everything is alive out there and everything is connecting with us, and clairsentience are the people who are out there feeling those feelings around them. So what you need to do is ask yourself, wow, is that me or is it something else? And learn to distinguish that. You know, learn to work with your spiritual team and your own basic intuitive abilities and say, okay, as I'm learning to deal with all of my intuitive abilities, but particularly clairfeeling, I need like a concrete reminder. So I need like my elbow to twitch, or, you know, my shoulder to twitch or something, so that you learn to know where that ability is sitting or making itself aware of to you in your body, because there are other things happening besides your intuition. And you need to understand what those things are. I know we're going to be running into a break here quickly. And that's great. We're going to, you know, talk more about what empathy is and how we can deal with it, how we can thrive. Questions, comments, psychic readings, call in 202-570-7057. Be back in a bit.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code EarthlightGems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. I'm so happy to be here with you today. And the subject is how sensitives and empaths can thrive. So again, if you'd like to call in and chat, share your opinion, get a quick reading, 202-570-7057. So I kind of pulled a little trick on you by using sensitives and empaths in the same sentence. And that's because they're different. And I don't understand why other people who are out there teaching people about energy boundaries and intuition are, you know, kind of playing into the sensitive as an empath kind of mindset. So hear me out here. So here's the thing. Even just this last weekend, some people called me up and they wanted to chat about something and they go, oh, I'm an empath and oh, it's such a problem. And oh my gosh, you know, it's a problem if you think it is. And it's not, you know, not because of mindset, but when you start thinking about anything as a problem, like I burned my dinner or whatever, you're not looking for solutions, then you're wallowing in being put upon somehow. And I understand that life is not easy. I have not had an easy life, so I'm not going to, you know, paint a rosy picture and say everything's going to be perfect. I have a philosophy that works for me, and it is not negative at all. We're born, crap happens, fun happens, we die. What we do with it, that's how we learn to grow our souls, and that's what we're here to do. So people who are empaths are simply people who are clairsentient, and they feel things. That there's a difference between them and what we call sensitives. If you're sensitive to things, and I'm talking about your body is sensitive to things like chemicals or allergies, or you're having allergic reactions or that kind of thing, that's a medical issue that you need to see a doctor for. You got allergies or you need a blood screen, you need somebody like my functional medicine specialist who was on my show for the January 1st show, which was pre-recorded. We learned about functional medicine that day, and functional medicine is a branch of integrative medicine that really digs deep into finding out how our bodies are working, what's throwing them off kilter, and how to get them back in shape again. And some of that is inherited through our DNA, through family life. I mean, that's just things get passed on, just like family members look alike, they can have similar issues. But if you're going to say that empathy is a problem for you or clear feeling is a problem for you, that makes it worse because you're misunderstanding the situation. Empathy is something else entirely. As I said, clairsentience is an intuitive skill, and it's extremely valuable one, and it's extremely helpful. And you'll find that people who are strongly clair-feeling people tend to go into helping professions. So, you know, that's why I teach energy boundaries for continuing education credits for healthcare professionals. Because these people are going to work and they're drained every day and they're like, oh my God, at the end of the week, they're exhausted. It's not because of their intuition. It's because they don't have energy boundaries, right? So you need to learn to work with your intuition, and you also need to create good energy boundaries that will keep you on an even keel no matter what, whether you're going to a wedding or a funeral, whether you're out walking your dog like I was right before the show and enjoying actually a dry day for the first time in several days, people enjoying the beach, or whether you have a conflict with someone. That is different than being a clairsentient. So, yeah, some of us are really sensitive emotionally. That again is a physical thing. It is not how your intuition works. So here's the thing. Imagine energy as frequency. So you turn a radio dial and you get 92.5 and 108.6 or whatever. So when you're tuned into 92.5, all you're hearing is 92.5. Assuming you don't live in a place like I do, where we're in a major city, but we've got this giant West Seattle hill that pretty much blocks out cell phone coverage and radio and everything else, unless you have like cable. So skip that part. But literally, energy is frequency. So if you're tuned into a different channel, you're not going to hear another channel unless you hear some interference there somewhere. So in the same way as energy, you can imagine it as a flashlight. So you turn on the flashlight and you shine it on the wall, and you can make little, put your fingers in front of the light, and you can make like little bunny ears on the wall. But what you've actually done is block the frequency of the light of the flashlight. It's not a bad thing, it's just what happens. So frequency is a situation that empaths have to work on. And listen, I know about this because I struggled with empathy for a long time until I realized what was going on and started working on it. And if we have time, I'll tell you some real stories about that today. But think of energy as frequency, and then think of empathy or clair feeling as frequency. So here's the thing. Everyone who is a clair feeling person who is out there wanting to help the world, they understand what I'm going to be talking about here. So imagine that you're Jane and John, and you're each separate people, and you're vibrating at a certain frequency. You're well balanced, you're well grounded, your energy's flowing great, and you're vibrating at this particular frequency. You're vibrating at the frequency of normal and well grounded. Okay, so, but then you're looking out over there and you're seeing these people around you or your animals. And I know this because my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Murphy Brown, who was born in 98 and lived with me until she passed in 2012, she was a really strong empath. But she was also someone who brought complications from previous lifetimes into this lifetime, just like I did and just like a lot of us did. And so our tendency as people who feel things is to want to fix them for other people. But they're vibrating at a different frequency than you are. So what happens? So if you're vibrating at the normal and grounded frequency, and you're looking over at Sarah or Jim over there, Sarah and Jim are operating at, and it's not a criticism, let's just say Sarah and Jim are operating at a, oh my God, I'm so messed up frequency, which is not the normal and grounded frequency. It's lower or higher, whatever it is, it's just not at that frequency. So as a clair feeling person, you want to fix them. So you go over there, and what do? You start vibrating at their frequency. And what happens? You get messed up, and they're still messed up. So what's the solution to that? The solution to that is to continue to vibrate at your own frequency, at the normal and grounded frequency. So what happens is you look over there at, well, who did I say it was? Sarah and Jim, and they're vibrating at this weird frequency. And energetically, intuitively, you can say to them, oh, gosh, I see you're having trouble at the frequency you're at. Well, this is the frequency I'm working at, and it works for me. Maybe you'd like to try it, and you just role model it for them. You don't get involved in their frequency. You don't get mixed up in their energy field. You just vibrate at that frequency, and that gives them a hint of how they can raise or lower their own frequency to get on whatever frequency is grounded and balanced for them. And the problem with going out and trying to fix other people is that they don't learn the lessons that they need to learn from that. So they keep messing up, and as soon as they walk away from the energy of frequent, of grounded and balanced, they're right back there getting messed up and not you know, getting themselves well and not growing their souls to the level that they could be growing them at. So we're not doing them any favors by trying to fix them. We're or ourselves either, because we're getting ourselves messed up. So if you're out and about and you see somebody, you know, like really kind of messed up, you can just go, oh, gosh, I hope they're better, and continue to vibrate at your own frequency. And they may be sensitive enough to see that and learn from it and grow from it. And, you know, that's what happens with empathy. And that's what happens with clairsentience. So we have to come up with different words, because if you say empathy, I mean, everybody wants to be empathetic. Everybody, well, not everybody, okay, let's be clear. But the people who are listening to this broadcast and are listening to the metaphysical community and want to grow and develop and continue to grow themselves and their souls, these are our audience, you know, not the people out there who, you know, aren't interested in growing themselves. But empathy and an empath, using those terms, can make you feel victimized or make you feel like you're victimizing yourself. And that's not going to help you emotionally or physically. It's going to run you down. So what do? You create effective energy boundaries. And that's the problem with people who call themselves sensitives and empaths. They can't go out in public or whatever. So let's look at these people. So if you're a sensitive, you know, you've got chemical issues and you've got allergies. But if you're an empath who's, you know, kind of ungrounded and balanced, what are the situations that cause that? Well, you may go out in crowds and feel overwhelmed in a crowd, or you're experiencing feelings of how your energy is working, and you're experiencing other people around you. And there may be all kinds of things that are going on. You may feel drained at work. You may feel tired and sleepy all the time. You may feel that people demand things and you give yourself away all the time. Or you feel like a sponge and you're soaking everything up for no reason. A couple of things going on there. We'll be back after the break. Got questions, got comments, 202-570-7057.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington. So I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist. Wow, it's a big mouthful of things to say. But I know I got into this business because of what I was seeing and experiencing as an intuitive and healer, and because I have a passion for people really stepping into their best selves, into their personal power. We're seeing a lot of this radicalization happening right now, at least I'm just looking at the United States, with all of these people standing up and demanding their rights and demanding equality and demanding that they quit being repressed, whether it's Hollywood or something else. And they're in the angry stage. They're not in the let's get along stage. And that has a lot to do with energy boundaries and a lot to do with people who are clairsentient. If you're clairsentient, you are going to feel feelings more deeply than other people because that's your intuitive strength. And so believe it when I say it's a strength. You are amazing, powerful people, and your feelings can change the world. And you can thrive as a person who has feelings. Now, right before the break, I was talking about, you know, hints that could tell you a little bit about being a clairsentient or what people misinterpret as an empath. Being drained at work or tired and sleepy or don't know whose feelings are affecting you, or you lack self-worth, or you feel chaotic or disconnected, apathetic, unmotivated. Well, there's other things. You might not be able to feel the ground or your feet or your, even your body parts. You might know where your body begins and ends, or you may feel invaded, or you may not feel anything because you've felt so much for so long you've cut off your emotions. Or you feel pushed around, or you're afraid, or negative things are attached to you. You know, that is not empathy. That's an energy boundary problem. So if you're a person whose intuition runs towards clear feeling, know that of all of those intuitive abilities, this is the one that requires you to get a handle on your energy boundaries, or you will suffer for it. Your health will suffer. Your mental health will suffer because you'll be exhausted and worn out, and you'll end up being a hermit, or you can really get physically ill, and you don't have to. You just need to learn how to manage your energy boundaries. That's a lifelong process, but I promise you it gets easier over time. It's just like learning a foreign language. It's something you have to learn. Why? Because somewhere along the line in the last couple hundred years, we got sidetracked by mindsets that are based on analyzing data as opposed to living a complete full life where we're tapped into our intuition and our common sense and our knowledge and our experience and our education. And we need to bring those all back together. But one of those is your energy boundaries. So what are your energy boundaries and what does that mean to you? So here's how you can thrive. You can thrive by understanding what your energy field is. Now, a lot of people are starting to teach energy field and energy boundaries and, you know, how to thrive as what they call an empath. My concern is that people feel too much of a victim by calling themselves an empath or a sensitive, and they hang on to that victim mentality till they lose perspective on how to take care of themselves. It's great. I mean, it's great to consult someone else. You know, I have a thriving practice in people who need to learn their energy boundaries. It's great. We need to learn this thing. But then we also need to practice it and go out and incorporate it so it becomes part of our daily lives. So we're born with energy, with an energy field around us. We just haven't taught to think about it. So because we haven't been taught to think about it, we don't take care of it like we give ourselves a shower and we feed ourselves every day and all of that kind of things. We don't take care of it. So it gets beat up over the normal course of daily life. That's just how things are. It's not a bad thing. It's just how things are, you know. So once we pay attention to this energy field, you can discover that it's actually sentient, just like anything else. I've had clients call me up and say, hey, guess what my energy field's name is, whatever it is. It's awesome, right? Because they're finally connecting with this part of themselves they didn't even know existed. But once you do, you've got it. So what is your energy field? Think of it as your own private secret service, right? It filters things out. So it filters things that are coming at you, and it filters your experience of the world. So when people say things like we are all one, I mean, like we're all like this one thing. Well, that's not even possibly true. I know this because I talk to things. There's no way I am Mount St. Helens or Mount St. Helens is me. It's just too large an energy system. In fact, that's why I don't even feel energy anymore, which is clear feeling, because I work with big things that would just overwhelm the human body and the human energy field. So what do they mean by saying we're one? What they're saying is energy is a diffuse thing that just goes out. It congregates and creates solid bodies, and that's what we see when we see each other. But if your energy field is around you, if it's way out there at your, if you've got your arms way out in front of you and it's right there at your fingertips, or even further out, and I've had clients that don't even know where their energy boundaries are because they're so far out there. So here's what happens. You're in this giant energy field, and anything walking by you every day, your animals, your people on the street, people at work, at the grocery store, even driving by, they're driving right into your energy field. No wonder you're unbalanced because they're in your energy field. So you need to learn to pull it back, and that's a whole another thing, another subject entirely. Or if you're really, really been dealing with this for a long time, your energy field could be like a suit of armor and nothing's getting in, but also nothing is getting out, because you need to be able to reach out with your energy and explore the world around you. And I'm telling you, you're already doing this. So you might as well learn how to do it properly so that you can be even healthier and better. Because I tell you, you're here because you have a contribution to make to the world. The world needs you at your best, and your best includes developing strong energy boundaries so that you're healthy and you're thriving and you're contributing not just to the world, but first and foremost to yourself. You're learning to love yourself. You're learning to really accept yourself with all your ups and downs, because you are valuable to yourself first and then to everybody else second, starting with your family and moving outwards. So we've got a few minutes here before the break, and I want to tell you a story. And I shared this on Facebook Live in December, I think. But for those who miss Facebook Live and are listening today, I want to tell you how incredibly important it is to understand energy boundaries. And if you're a person whose intuition runs towards feelings, strongly towards feelings, you need to hear this story, because this will make you understand how important you are to the world, but also how important it is to keep yourself to yourself. Those people out there who are vibrating at different frequencies, they don't need you going in and getting involved in their frequency and messing them up. They need to see a role model, which is what you can be when your energy is thoroughly grounded in and operating correctly. So again, everybody's intuition includes those four main things: seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing. But if you're feeling a lot, like I was at one point, you're actually experiencing what's going on in the world around you. So some years ago, I was at our regional trauma center with someone who had a badly fractured arm and had to be treated there at the county hospital, which has to take everybody regardless of ability to pay. And it was a very long, traumatic day. The person was in a great deal of pain. But what was kind of stunning to me is that we walked into this hospital and sat down, and I immediately felt like I would imagine a battery would feel. I felt like I'd been plugged in, and I could feel literally my hands were tingling, my whole body was tingling, and I could feel it like turn on. It was vibrating, and literally I could feel the energy pulling out of my fingers and running down my body and out my feet into the hospital. And I'm like, what the heck is this? It's like I just was like stunned. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it couldn't be that great, and I just didn't know what to do about it. And I was just like getting drained, like a battery being drained. I was like, what the heck? So we were in this room for hours, which is what happens when you're in a trauma center and there are other traumas there. And at one point, I finally stepped out of the room, and we're in the ER section where they have separate little rooms for everybody. I stepped out into the hallway in the ER unit, and the nurses followed me out into the hallway. And they said, well, we're really sorry that your friend is having such a hard time, but we're really glad to meet you at last. And I'm like, I'm looking at him like, what? And I said, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they said, well, you know, you're here all the time. And I said, I'm sorry, I haven't been in this hospital in 15 years. And they just looked at me and they looked at each other, you know, kind of like, oh, yeah, right. And I'm like, what the heck? And they said, no, they go, every time we have an emergency here. Now, we're talking Washington State's regional trauma center. So they bring people here from all over the Pacific Northwest in critical condition. And they're scrambling to save their lives. Every time, they said, every time we have an emergency here and we're so swamped and we're rushing around, you walk in. ER. We all see you. We all know you're here. We just want to know what department you work in. But whenever we have an emergency, you walk right in. You know, you don't pay attention to anybody. You just walk in the room very calmly. And then you go into a side room, and then when the emergency's over, we go in, because we saw you go in there, didn't see you come out. We go in to see you and talk to you, and you're not there. So what department do you work in? I said, I don't work in this hospital. I haven't been in this hospital in 15 years. Well, at this point, they're like, okay, fine. And the one nurse looked at me, and she said, well, okay, fine, but you got new glasses. And I'm like, oh my God, I had just bought new glasses the month before. Now, either this was a huge scam on me that they were playing a joke on me, or something was going on that I had no clue of, and I was shocked. And so I went home that night, and what I did was say, I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know why I felt like a battery being drained when I walked into that hospital. I don't know why those nurses said they see me all the time. Imagine, people, what that would be like, that somebody sees you basically astral projecting into the middle of an ER in an emergency all the time. But I said, hey, this has to stop now. I cut myself off from all of this. And I want you to know that I was suffering from severe immune system and physical issues, and I started getting well from that day. And so now whenever there's an emergency in the area that I know people are out there trying to help, I'm going like, protect yourself, shield yourself, do not allow yourself to be drained. Why? Because Harborview Hospital isn't trying to hurt people. It's just pulling energy so that it has extra energy to help in the emergency. And it's pulling it from unshielded people who are clairsentients, because they're the ones who are open, wide open, and letting their energy be tapped. And that's why you need to learn to manage your energy boundaries, so that if you give your energy away, at least you know that it's happening and you can monitor it. We'll be back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking about how sensitives and empaths can thrive in the world. So I hope in this hour, as we're wrapping up here, you're beginning to understand, and I know you already do, but even more, how important it is to understand how your intuition works and how to learn to manage your intuition and your healing abilities, and particularly what clairfeeling is. Now, get away from calling yourself a sensitive or an empath, because honestly, the connotations of that are kind of draining. If you're sensitive, you need medical treatment for allergies and that kind of thing. And you also need to start to realize that you can control some of your response to things by creating strong energy boundaries. It doesn't mean you're going to get over your allergies or your asthma or whatever it is, but you can begin to experiment with things like functional medicine that can help you with some of those issues. But the thing about being a clairsentient is that's how your intuition works. If that's who you are, it can be a plus or a minus depending on how you control it. That story of Harborview Hospital is shocking and true. And the fact that I started getting well from that day, that I actually noticed a difference within 24 hours, should give you a real clue that there's more going on in the world than we have a clue of, and we need to get more clued in. We need to start really paying attention to that. And I want to see science starting to turn to look at this in a serious way rather than have people look at me and say, well, you're just too different for the world. The world is out there for us to work with, not walk away from, and it needs to be open to what's actually out there. And your intuition and your intuitive development is part of that. So your energy boundaries are what you need to be looking at for these things, your maintenance, your daily maintenance, and your extreme situations. So for today, we're going to wrap by just giving you some quick tips on your energy boundaries. So we talk, you know, my show's about mind, body, and spirit for the real world, for the world that we live in and we function in on a daily basis. It's how we get to be better at what we're doing so that we can be the best that we can be in the world. So our energy boundaries, it's what our body knows, you know. We can be predators and we can also be prey animals. So our body reacts to what's going on around us. Our mind reacts, body, mind, spirit. Our mind reacts, emotions, intellect, whether we're scared or worried or really happy about something. And our spirit, what our spirit knows, what our intuition, what our soul knows, what psychiatrists or psychotherapists call our subconscious. Or our souls, mind, body, and spirit, what we know is how we create our energy boundaries so that they're fluid enough that we can experience the world, but also strong enough that what comes at us we can recognize, but doesn't have to puncture our energy boundaries and damage us internally in any sort of way. Now, there's lots of ways that I deal with this in workshops and on individual basis. People, a lot of professionals come because they do things like they can't pass their board exams for medical a medical certification, or they can't, you know, their client base has dropped off or something. And we're looking at energy boundary issues. We're looking at working with your boundaries. But there's also more concepts we'll be talking about in the future. The shamanic concept of the true self. What that means, and what that means is that you're a country unto yourself. And what does that mean to be your own country, to be your own sovereign nation? And how does that affect your energy boundaries? How does that affect how you work in the world? You know, these people who are out there right now, they're protesting all sorts of things. They're politics and sexism and racism and so on. But what they're failing to do is to look at themselves and each other as true countries, as independent, true nations with their own laws and their own organization, and how that mindset translates into getting along in the world. And we'll be talking about this in future shows. We're going to be talking about how intuition works on a very practical level. And I'm going to stand up and tell you that intuition is not spiritual or divine. Yeah, you can talk to archangels and angels and spirit guides, and a level of spirit guides that a lot of people don't seem to realize. Healer guides that can come in and help you during a surgery or during a medical crisis or whatever. Your spiritual team can call those guys and they can come in. I've actually seen them, had them step into the body of a surgeon during surgery to help out friends. There's an awful lot going on in the world that we need to learn more about. But looking at your intuition as spiritual or divine, it's no more spiritual and divine than your daily life, than seeing, feeling, hearing, touching, tasting, whatever. All of it is divine to a certain extent. But our intuition is practical. It's there to help us thrive in the world. It's there to help us grow our souls, grow our bodies, have fun, productive lives, to get past health crises. It's all there for us. So let's start looking at intuition as a practical skill that we can all learn to develop. I don't know how we got away from it. I've got, you know, some thoughts. I mean, when you've got people out there creating mindsets philosophically and scientifically that don't actually match the real world but match the ego of the people who created them, then you've got problems with boundary issues and really tapping things. Those are conversations for the future. Coming up on the radio show next week, we're actually a month away from Valentine's Day, which is not one of my favorite days. Our show's going to be about love and stepping forward in the world, and really, what does love mean as, excuse me, I lost my train of thought here. What does love mean in terms of being our own love warriors, for example? And how do we really love ourselves? So be a love warrior, we're going to talk about next week. How do we love ourselves first? What should happen and what doesn't often happen? And we're bringing in our crystal expert, Kim Vilines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems, to talk about crystals that will support us loving ourselves, which is the first thing that we need to do before we get to Valentine's Day. So you'll have a whole month to think about the crystals that you can buy from Kim and the things that are going to support you in learning to love yourselves. On Monday, January 22nd, Fun Day, Tim Link, animal communicator and healer, will be joining me to talk about animals as family members and not as teachers and gurus, the practical aspects of creating families with animals. Tim is an awesome guy. I've been on his show, so I invited him to come talk about his book, actually two books, and it'll be a great day. And we also have coming up in February a person who's an expert on energy boundaries herself and intuition, Atherton Drenth, will be joining us from Toronto. So we have a lot coming up. And also look forward, if you're interested in any of my services, intuition, healing services, space clearing, animal communication, communicating with your dead, past life regression, contact me at my website, robinfritz.com, or connect with me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. And I'm thrilled to be here hosting this show each week at Om Times, and also to be an expert at the Om Times Experts platform. So if you go to experts.omtimes.com/RobynFritz, RobynFritz, I have a number of webinars up there, some really fun esoteric things like the multiverse is real. And, you know, what really did happen way back when in the old days when we lost the original places that we came here to create, but also connecting with our dead, learning to tap our intuition to talk with our animals. There's all kinds. There's 15 webinars up. And again, I'm creating this webinar series on that I've used to help people create get continuing education credits for their healthcare businesses. I'm turning that into a webinar series coming up here the end of February through or end of January, February. So it'll be a multi-part series. We're going to be doing a lot of experimenting together online, and it'll be a lot of fun. So if you got a particular interest in that area you'd like to explore or question, please email me or tap. And you're always welcome to call in for readings or healings and to chat here on the show. We're here for you. We're here to support your growth. Let me know what you want to talk about. Send me a note on email. But for today, let's close out with energy healing with the goddess. Head to toe, take a deep breath, hands on your heart. Take a deep breath and just breathe in that healthy, positive energy. Breathe into the palms of your hand and back on your heart again. That'll close down that crown chakra. Join us next week. Thank you for joining us today. Take care.